Those teams pretty legit.
Where are you on the Rockets? I still can't get my own show to buy in all the way on the Rockets.
I don't buy in on the Rockets.
Well, I understand.
The
way. I understand.
It's
the
not
history.
That I don't buy in on the Rockets. It's that I'm not willing to budge off Golden State's the best. And
why not?
Because they've got better players.
Are they a better team?
Well, I know a lot of times multiple it's championships, so I like to think so. Yeah,
I would say
I've seen that team win.
Saying it's for me to say, I think the Rockets can beat them this year. You have to use a projection. You don't have a history of it.
Yeah.
Right. So it's you're projecting it instead of working off of recent history.
Right.
But one of the reasons I don't like saying same old Rockets or utilizing what happened last year or the year before, which I combat on my own show, and understandably, a lot of people are going to go at you at that angle, is that Chris Paul is a huge difference maker in terms of attitude on the team. PJ Tucker is a huge difference maker in terms of defense. Bamute defensively. Like, this is the first time I've seen a Rockets team that really doesn't have a lot of weaknesses. And so I think they're specific. I think they're built to match up with Golden State pretty well this year. But I recognize all of it is dependent upon James playing like an MVP, and he's got to do it an entire playoff.
You know, it's also dependent on Chris Paul being healthy come June.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Chris Paul is as great as he is, and what he brings to this team is great. But he's had a lot of great teams that come playoff time did absolutely nothing.
No question.
The one thing I would say to Lance's point, and I still think they're going to have a hard time getting by the Warriors, but you know, the Warriors were same old Warriors until they went nuts that year. I mean, at some point you have to break through. And I think they have a chance to do it. I'm still kind of on the AJ thing of this. I also do think at some point the Warriors, there's going to be some erosion. Is it going to be enough? I don't know. I think they're kind of coasting here, and they're still a half game behind them. And I think they turn it up in the
Warriors feel like the Seahawks to me, where not now Seahawks, but maybe from a year or two where they
like the where they were in Super Bowls
Super
every
Bowl,
year.
Yeah, but you can start to see I don't really see weaknesses necessarily. I just don't think they're as strong. I don't see weaknesses. And of course Kevin Durant, but they don't feel like, I think it's because Steph doesn't feel unstoppable right now. I think that's probably the reason why. But as I say it out loud, I'm like, wow, Steph and Klay Thompson and Draymond and KD. I mean, you know.
Like, I think about it when people ask me to, like, really break it down. I'm like, okay, I think the Warriors have the best player. They've got Kevin Durant. I think Kevin Durant's better than anybody the Rockets have. So, if let's say him and James Harden, the number ones, I'll take the Warriors. The number twos.
How much? There's a sliding scale. Like, you know, sometimes one guy's. Your number one's a lot better than the other team's number one.
I mean, it's not significant.
No, because James is the MVP right now.
He is.
Right. Okay.
But that doesn't mean he's a better player than Kevin Durant.
If you want to say he's right below, that's fine. I recognize that.
I would take Steph over Chris Paul for the number twos. And then number three and four, it ain't even close. Like, if you say Draymond to Capella, like, Clint Capella wishes he was Draymond Green. I mean, it's not.
But I think it's more. I don't think you can do it that way.
Well, who are you going to go? Who's the third best player on the Rockets?
I think it really is matchups. This guy versus this guy. Not, you know, how does this guy play this guy? How does, almost like a plus minus, like how does Draymond do against this guy or this guy? I think the bench is a big advantage for the Rockets
absolutely.
Right now. I think defensively.
But the bench has been what everybody's pointed to for why the Warriors can't be great for the last 4 years.
Right.
They find a way.
No question.
Well, the bench is less meaningful in the playoffs.
I mean,
you can shorten your bench.
It is, but one of the things I like about them is you have guys who can guard multiple positions, meaning when they pull their screen and roll, where they try to get you in switch situations, Bamute, Trevor Ariza, Gerald Green, you have guys who can guard multiple positions now. Like, you have longer, athletic guys.
But that's exactly what Golden State has.
Yeah. But that's, you finally match up with some of what they had before. Because I always felt like you can't out Patriot the Patriots, and you can't out Golden State. Like, it doesn't make sense. The Carmelo thing drove me crazy. Here's another guy who doesn't play defense, doesn't rebound for his size, and you're just getting a score. That didn't seem smart to me. Chris Paul gives you a creator, an alpha in the locker room, a guy who can chill James out a little bit.
Yeah.
Chris is a different bird.
Well, I credit them for doing that, and I credit them for the difference, the impact that Chris Paul's had, because it's a different team defensively.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been, like, under the radar. Why the Warriors have been so great for the last several years is they're really good defensively.
They can get stops when they want to.
Outside of Steph, that team, everybody plays defense hard. And Steph tries. He's just not – he's not built to be a good defender. He'll never be a great defender.
Yeah.
But because Klay Thompson is a plus-plus defender, Draymond Green's the best defender in the league. Look what Kevin Durant's defensive game has done from when he was in Oklahoma City to getting to the Golden State where it's prioritized there. He's one of the he might be first team all NBA defense.
Is that good?
He's that good.
You know, he's long, he uses his length now.
Yeah.
He uses his length. And this is the first time where I think the Rockets, they have guys where defense matters to the guys on that court.
Yep.
You know, before,
and it's got to if you're going to win long term.
Yeah, it has to. And they have guys where it matters. I mean, bringing PJ Tucker in, so important.
Yeah.
It's just one of those not sexy moves, and then it just kind of changes culture a little bit. Longhorn, one of your guys.
Yeah, but again, what PJ Tucker is like, he's like an unskilled version of Draymond Green.
Yeah.
He does all those things that Draymond does. He just doesn't do them nearly as
smaller.
Good.
And he's smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's smaller.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think the Rockets are great. I just think that the Warriors are.
Fred hit it. I mean, I think Warriors may be in coast mode. That's part of
it a little bit. And you think they'll be that way come playoff time?
No.
No. And I think especially if you look at defensive numbers, they're down this year from where they've been. I think they crank that up when the playoffs start.
It's going to be a hell of a playoff. I don't see a three. Like, it's almost like two teams and just a bunch of other guys.
Yeah. We talked about this with the Spurs. Like, when they said Kawhi Leonard might not play anymore this year, I was like, well, you can forget about 3 through 8 now. Rockets. If the Rockets played the Spurs again, I'd be interested to see it. If they were at full strength. Without Kawhi, I don't care.
Not in the 7 games.
No.
All right.
That's Lance Zierlein.